Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, start texting them in. Stardom, sit-ems, questions about fantasy football that you've got. We're going to talk some fantasy football here with Lisa Ann. Real quick on the text page, Seth, people were saying the 6, the iPhone 6 is the one that has the plus, and that someone here has an iPhone 5 that still works.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
So, good for that person. That's something, that's a financially responsible person.
It really is. It really is. As we head to the hotline.
Turning down the financing options and everything.
I know. I'm a sucker for all that. We head to the hotline right now, and we welcome in our good friend. She is our fantasy football expert. You can get her on Twitter, at TheRealLisaAnn. Lisa Ann joining us on the show. Lisa, we were talking about Romeo Crennel, the Texans interim head coach. He's 73 years old. We were trying to guess what level iPhone his grandkids probably bought him or what he has still. What, I feel like you're on the cutting edge of everything. What level iPhone do you have?
I have the last one, which is what? The 11?
Yes.
Which just came out, the 12. So I have the 11 because, of course, I had to have the better camera feature. But, you know, you had said financially you have a listener that's held onto the 5. They're also very good at taking care of their phone, and they also probably don't take a lot of photos. Because when are you usually forced to get a new phone? When your storage is full.
Yeah.
And then you try to delete things from your phone. But it never really clears that memory properly, right? So... yeah, the camera and all the features. I mean, I rushed out to get this phone because I had read that the new phone wasn't going to come with earbuds or a charger. So I was like, all right, let me just get one more that comes with everything, and then I'll be ready for the next phone in a year or so.
Yeah, all I know of the new phone is that they've screwed us once again on the whole charger situation. That it's not as simple as just like, hey, just use all your old stuff. No, spend $478 on all new adapters and everything. Good luck with that. And then lose it and have to go out and buy another one.
Right. And they're probably not that easy to find yet if you do lose it, because it is the different lightning bolt adapter. So, yeah, this is they like to throw us a curveball.
They do. They do. Lisa Ann joining us for her weekly visit, talking some fantasy football. We'll get into some specific players here in just a second, Lisa, but I feel like this is a combo fantasy football segment and coronavirus segment every week. And this week it's the Indianapolis Colts. Just a few hours ago, the latest team with a COVID outbreak. They're going through all the protocols right now. They're doing all the testing. We'll wait and see if a game gets delayed or postponed and things like that. I guess my question is there anything that you do as an owner of, I think you said 15 teams that you've got in fantasy, is there anything, any sort of sequence of things that you do when news like this breaks, that you look, if you look at who your opponent is, do they have any Colts? Do you try to maybe do some chess moves or some late waiver wire pickups? Like, when this news comes out for you this morning, what are the fantasy football related things that you are doing?
Not much, you know, because I think I was really well trained by baseball and how the baseball teams handled the outbreak. We can say the Marlins or the NFL's Titans, right? We got to see how they really pushed through it. So I don't make any panic moves yet, because then you're just adding time to managing your squads. In the leagues that I commission and the leagues that I was able to reach out to my commissioner, we just extended our benches and added more IR spots. So you're really not panicked, right? You've got 6 extra bench spots, so you have a much deeper team and a lot more options. It does get trickier now, because if games are moved, we're dealing with more bye weeks each week, right? So you're already losing some of your players that you cannot throw back. You're just waiting on them to come back from their bye week, but maybe you need that space. So everyone, don't panic. This is going to be an unusual fantasy football season. Winners of last season may not be winners of this season, and it's not because they're not great fantasy football team owners. It's because there's been so much news, and this overwhelming amount of news confuses people. I mean, it took me till Wednesday to realize, oh yeah, that's right, we don't have a Thursday game because we had a Tuesday game. It's just chaos. So just breathe, be patient. Hope for the best. The testing protocols are faster now, so they're able to go back and retest players. And Also, remember, this is cold and flu season. And though it's like criminal right now to have a cold or a flu, right? If you cough somewhere, people look at you like, oh my gosh, I know a guy sneezed and I was walking down the street the other day. I'd actually crossed the street. I'm like, you know, Lacey, just sneeze. Like, it might not be COVID. But here's where we're at. So with a player like I heard you mentioning Odell Beckham, you know, going home with some flu symptoms, could really just be a cold. But it's really smart that now with taking temperatures, being able to actually physically read someone's appearance when it comes to their level of being sick, you can send them home and isolate them. And so I think that's what we should all be doing in the workplace. I have a thermal digital temperature gun now. They use them everywhere in the city, any building that you walk into, any business you go to, they take your temperature. And hey, if this is one step in not risking other people, this is great. Most likely, Odell's going to come back with a negative test and we're going to realize he had a cold.
Yeah.
Okay, so if we don't panic when we have a COVID scare, do you panic when your quarterback's ankle gets snapped in two and it looks like his foot is detached from his body?
And with Dak Prescott. My emotional state.
How do you what's the best option for replacing Dak Prescott at this time?
Well, after I cried for a little while, I went and scoured the waiver wires for Andy Dalton. Not my first choice, but I still love the offense and I still don't like the defense. So I feel like Dallas is going to have to score a lot of points to stay in game. So it makes Andy Dalton a pretty valuable quarterback. Now, it's going to be on a wait and see approach. If you pick up Andy Dalton this week and he doesn't rock your world, well, that's okay because he hasn't really played with the ones. So you're going to have to be patient with this. But what are your other options? I mean, Sunday was so interesting last week because wasn't it an emotional roller coaster? We see Alex Smith come in the game, and it was just so incredible to see him out there playing after, if you've watched Project 11 on ESPN Plus, which is such a great documentary about his recovery. And then the day ends with me like crying on my couch over Dak Prescott. It's not just the injury. It's the when a player is being removed from the field on a cart, and they're showing him, and he's trying not to cry. In my mind, I'm thinking all the things he's thinking. He's thinking, oh, I'm franchise tagged now. I didn't get that big paycheck, so now what does this mean for me next season? It's not just about the injury. It becomes about your future, your finances, your recovery. Yeah. That is such an emotional moment for an athlete to go through, and the fact that we witness it breaks my heart.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Yeah, Andy Dalton might be more valuable now as the backup turned starter in Dallas than he ever was with the Cincinnati Bengals with all the weapons they've got there. Lisa Ann joining us for her weekly visit. What have Le'Veon Bell owners stumbled into here all of a sudden, Lisa?
This is so exciting. Yesterday, I was just fingers crossed Lev Bell goes to Kansas City just because he had the best chance of getting a ring. It's not that he's going to push Clyde Edwards-Helaire out of the way. He's willing to take a role as a backup because let's face it, he is still getting paid by the Jets. This is a great situation for a player. Lev Bell has not been a troubled player. He was incredible for the Steelers. They wouldn't pay him, so he held out. He's been an incredible businessman. He goes to the Jets, which is actually putrid. Then Adam Gase rolls up and doesn't really like him, and the battle began. Why stay in a losing situation? He was smart enough to be able to protect that money, smart enough to be able to take it with him, and now he goes to a team that has a chance to win. It's just mind-blowing, and I'm just really happy for him because NFL players don't always get the long end of the straw, right? They don't always get the good side, and I think for Lev Bell, this was the good side, and I think this worked out incredibly well for him.
How are you feeling about Justin Herbert right now?
Justin Herbert's a stud, man. I just think he's fantastic. I mean, sure, there's going to be moments where, you know, not winning games but putting points up, but not making a ton of mistakes either. Also being able to take some serious hits and recover. This has been a great experiment, and I think as a rookie, we had no expectations. It was quite by chance that he got to go in there and play, and he asked, really earned that role. Think about if you are Hunter Henry, Keenan Allen, or Mike Williams. You love Justin Herbert. He is getting you the ball. He is bringing your stat line back up, which again adds to the marketing value for players when they're renegotiating contracts. So Herbert is a necessary tool for the Los Angeles Chargers, and it's been really fun to watch him play football. I really enjoy watching him play.
Are there some guys, Lisa, that you're, you know, on any of your teams? I'm sure you're on the phones and texts and calling people, working trades all the time. Do you have any certain players that you're either targeting as a buy low or that you're trying to kind of sell high on right now in particular across your teams?
you know, on a buy low, I'm trying to pick up TJ Hawkinson in a couple of leagues. He's going to see an uptick in production. I love him in the red zone. I think tight ends, you know, we're starting to see some of the tight ends we may have expected to put some work in, which may have been Gronk. Maybe you want to tuck Gronk away on your bench and see what happens. Maybe pick up TJ Hawkinson. I also think J.K. Dobbins is a great pickup this week. DeAndre Swift, if you want to go there. Laviska Shenault. And Mike Williams. Mike Williams really wasn't owned because of Tyrod Taylor. Now it's the Mike Williams show with Justin Herbert. So, like, if you find Mike Williams out there, if you need a wide receiver and you have a running back, trades are to make both teams better. So go out and look at your league mates and see what they're lacking. You know, sometimes I'll send an email out. I just got one late last night. We're looking for running back help on our team from league mates of mine. I was like, okay, well, this is great. At least I know what their need is. Now I can go and look at their team, see where they can help me, and offer them one of my running backs.
Are you one of those general managers people are scared to deal with because you always get over on trades?
I don't. I want trades to be fair because I want to do business with people, right? I don't want people to, like, I have a guy that I've been in leagues with for a couple of years where I just delete his trade offers as soon as they come in because I know they're going to be so lopsided. Once you burn out your customer, right? It's like a bad sale. Once you burn out your customer, nobody's going to want to trade with you anymore. So you want to make it fair. You want to engage. You want to see how this works out through the season. That's what GMs do in real sports. Yeah, don't be that person that just sends, like, everybody wants Tyreek Hill. I have him in, like, six leagues. And the offers I get for Tyreek Hill are like, are you kidding me? No way am I giving up Tyreek Hill for, like, no, I'm just not doing it.
Yeah, yeah, well.
That's where, sobriety helps you as a fantasy owner. Sometimes people are just trying to, I swear half of fantasy trade proposals are just guys hoping that somebody's drunk when they see the proposal.
Or they're drunk. They do a little drunk dialing. Lisa Ann joining us for her weekly visit. Lisa, let's do some stardoms and situms here for some people. They're rolling in on the text page, 713-572-4610. How about this one? Ryan Fitzpatrick or Gardner Minshew? I'm reading that one, and I'm not even, like, batting an eye. Like, though, these are two very viable fantasy football quarterbacks right now.
They are very viable fantasy football quarterbacks, but why wouldn't you just go with the laydown, right? You're going to play Ryan Fitzpatrick because he's playing up against the New York Jets, and they're just awful. Also, it's another one of his many revenge games because, you know, Fitz has played for almost every team, so he has a lot of revenge games. I like Minshew, but not so much up against Detroit when you have that option to go with Fitzmagic.
Yeah, CeeDee Lamb or Jerry Jeudy at the wide receiver position? The Broncos have the Patriots and the Cowboys, the Cardinals on Monday night.
Yeah, I like the CeeDee Lamb play. I really do. I think this is going to be a high-scoring game. Right now, the total points at like 54.5. I like CeeDee Lamb a little bit more than Jerry Jeudy with all the adjustments going on in Denver.
CeeDee Lamb's been awesome. He's become the number one there very, very quickly.
Yeah.
Yep. Ryan Tannehill, he goes against the Texans this weekend. Or Kirk Cousins going against the Falcons. Two quarterbacks going against teams with interim head coaches, Lisa.
I'm going to go Tannehill because I like what he does with the ball. I like how he controls the ball. You're not dealing with the losses when he throws picks. I'm going Tannehill all the way. The Tennessee Titans are slowly surprising us again this season.
Boy, how about this? Who would have thought this would be a question 5 weeks into the season? But to the point of CeeDee Lamb becoming the number one guy in Dallas, Amari Cooper or Chase Claypool, who was the player of the week last week?
I want to say Amari Cooper because it is the smarter decision. Yes, Chase Claypool had an amazing week, but remember, now there's tape out there. Now, you know, defense is going to be on high alert, and at the same time, you can't chase last week's points. I know the matchup looks really nice for Chase Claypool, but Amari Cooper has to get his soon with the money that he's making. I think Andy Dalton's going to force him the ball.
A couple more here at the wide receiver position. Justin Jefferson playing in that aforementioned game against the Falcons, or Cooper Kupp, who has the 49ers on Sunday Night Football.
I'm going Cooper Kupp. 49ers are missing a ton of their defense as well, and I think Cooper Kupp has a good game this week.
And the last one, tight end position. The Lions play the Jags, as you mentioned. TJ Hawkinson, who you just mentioned as a potential buy-low guy, possibly a sleeper, or Zach Ertz. And the Eagles have, who do the Eagles have this week, Lisa? Where are they on here? The Ravens. They've got the Ravens.
The Eagles play the Ravens. I'm going to lay back. I'm going to fade Zach Ertz right now. I'm not sure if you know. There's some contract negotiations going on, a little bit of weirdness. There was some wire talk coming down the wire yesterday. He might be moved. Zach Ertz is not as good without the other receivers and without Dallas Goedert out there. He is double covered. That's really the issue. He's still an incredible tight end, so I'm going TJ Hockenson in this one.
Lisa, great stuff as always. We appreciate the time. You can get her on Twitter at TheRealLisaAnn. Joins us each and every Friday, wrapping up the show with some fantasy football talk. Lisa, appreciate the time. Enjoy the games this weekend.
Have a great weekend, you guys. Enjoy the games as well.
All right, there it is. Lisa Ann joining us for her weekly visit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.